This is a Hat Trick podcast.
Oh, lovely.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Welcome back to the London Pub Reviews podcast. Same again. Yes, please. I'll have another pint of Pub Reviews, thanks. Yum. This week, we're at Balham Bowls Club, 9 Ramsdown Street, SW12 8QX, nearest station Balham. From the outside, the Balham Bowls Club looked more like a house than a pub, although the front door was wide open, which suggested it was more public house than house. It's always polite to wipe your feet before entering someone else's pub. And once inside the Balham Bowls Club, I called out, "Hello? Anyone home?" For a pub reviewer, the Balham Bowls Club offered a lot of pub to review. To the left of the entrance were two serving areas and various drinking spots. Out back was a large eating area with a garden bar zone beyond. To the right resided a lounge room. And upstairs was a large function area with multiple rooms again. To review the place properly, therefore, would be like reviewing four or more pubs, but I was only prepared for one. Apologies, therefore, if I seem to cut a few corners, or if my review sounds like it's been written by someone who's just been drinking in five pubs. The first thing to say is that Balham Bowls Club, established 1893, isn't a bowling club, although it used to be. Old people are still very welcome, but today the premises no longer smells of them. There are nods to the building's former life with boards asking members to sign in and scoreboard numbers mounted across an entire wall. These numbers were in the lounge area, the room I visited first. Although, like 1893, that seems like a very long time ago. From memory, this room also had a wall of badminton rackets, which were chained to it, and an old wooden cabinet upon which five remote controls had been placed. Yes, five.
Ooh, yes, please.
These would become useful as I carried them around the pub, attempting to turn things on and off. I didn't see any bowls in Balham Bowls Club, although I did see some plates. Two people in black and white chef's clothing were each carrying a stack of them down the steps to the rear toilets, and they didn't return with them. It was all rather disorientating, this huge old pub. So I tore a menu into little pieces and started leaving a paper trail behind me. I continued onwards through the various rooms, scattering the fragments and grappling with my two drinks and the five remote controls.
Whoa, careful.
Air conditioner units beeped, TVs were turned off and projector screens came down and up as I wandered through the maze of pub. Each room in the Balham Bowls Club was designed differently, so it was like wandering through a Swedish furniture shop that dealt with pubs rather than homes, or going on a debauched, messy pub crawl inside a single pub. It was exhausting work, but after clambering upstairs, I had a second wind.
Aha! Now then.
Like below, it was huge, full of various rooms, serving areas, and loos. But on the evening I went, it was closed, with no staff, no customers, no lights. It resembled an empty second home.
Oh, dear.
Devoid of life, light, and love. If no one else wanted it, I thought, I'd open it myself. I couldn't find the light switches anywhere and the remote controls wouldn't work, but it didn't matter. My pub was brilliant. I immediately set to work polishing glasses, whistling, and making humorous quips. I pretended to sign for a new delivery of tasty ale, and I good-naturedly flicked one of my bar staff with the bar towel. For the grand opening, I attempted to lure real customers up from the serving area downstairs.
"You might have to bring your drinks up with you," I said, "until I work out how to make the beer taps work and can break into the fridge."
After shouting,
"Everyone upstairs!"
the barman said, "No, sorry, upstairs is closed."
"Not anymore, good friend,"
I laughed.
"I've opened it, it's my pub now."
I can't remember a lot about my pub, and I don't think it even had a name. I know it didn't serve drinks and it was very dark and there were no people and no atmosphere. And yet, when I look at the notes for my review, they read, "Wow, my pub is the best pub ever." London Pub Reviews was written and created by Paul Ewan and performed by Tim Key. The producer was Nick Coop. It was recorded by Alex O'Donovan at Strong Room Studios. Sound design was by Andy Goddard. The executive producer was Claire Broughton. And it was a Hattrick production.
Hey folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
I chose Stick of the Dump by Clive King.
I've chosen Little Women by Louisa May Alcott.
I have chosen the book When Hitler Stole Pink Rabbit.
I have chosen My Friend Flicker.
Danny, Champion of the World.
The Seven Crystal Balls.
The Iron Man.
Claudine at St. Clair's.
The Guinness Book of Records.
I chose Ballyshoes.
And then I came across in the school library a copy of Treasure Island. I was terrified.
I'm Janet Ellis, and each week I invite a guest to come and chat with me about their favourite childhood book. They often bring along their own battered copy.
It's not at all as I remember it.
This is a celebration of reading.
I ended up reading it to my mum at home every night.
Because who doesn't still secretly check under the bed for monsters?
I knew that it was true.
Harbour secret desires to run off to the circus.
Riding like the wind into the purple hills. It really captured my imagination.
Twice Upon a Time. Follow us on Instagram at Twice Upon Pod for updates and guest news.
I want to read this book again and again and again and again and again.
Twice Upon a Time is a Hattrick podcast.